move them. It doesn't matter the talent level. We have to push them so that Trey, Kwame, and all the running backs, they can find a hole in Crease. We cannot be losing the field every run game.
You know, what can you say about Kellen and just the way he moved around the pocket with pressure and made some pretty impressive throws?
Oh, Kellen did unbelievable. He was able to move around when he saw pressure, and that was the big thing. He was able to scramble. And he was very calm when he was doing it. He was able to find receivers open, make a play when he needed him to. And that's he stepped up, and it was awesome.
How does a performance like that against a team of that quality give you confidence in him?
Oh, we've always had confidence in him. So that just increased it even more, knowing that he's the guy and that we are glad that we're blocking for him. Because even there's some plays that he was blocking for the running back. He just came off and was trying to hit some guys, help us get a couple more yards, and you can trust him being back there. And he was very calm. He was very confident. He was always telling us what to do. And it was good communication with him.
Obviously, Monroe is in Clemson, but how do you make sure mentally you're staying locked in and, I guess, not have a letdown game?
That's Jimbo, Coach Fisher's job. He's going to be honest this whole week. He's going to make sure that we don't fall back, that we need to keep improving. You know, best part about this game, we can take away from what we did wrong. We can fix it, learn better, and, like, not repeat the same mistakes.
You guys come away from the performance y'all had against Clemson as an offensive line saying, hey, if we can block these guys, we can do this against anybody?
For the most part, they're a very, very good D-line. Some of them will probably be the best that we'll see all year. And so I think that is one of the things. Like, we blocked very well to them. We need to learn how to block some of their blitzes they came at us with. But for the most part, if we can block these guys, we can block anyone. And we got Alabama coming up in a couple weeks. We can block them. We can block anyone the rest of the season.
Have you begun to watch any Monroe tape? Do you know maybe challenges they're going to bring?
I started a little bit. We had, like, 24-hour rules, so Clemson game was kind of out of the past. We're going to start watching them today.
That being said, with a quarterback like Kellen who's mobile, how difficult is it to stay home sometimes whenever he's scrambling out of the pocket and don't know if he's going to throw or run?
Well, that's on him. If he sees pressure, he's going to get out of there and try to make a play. But he did really good whenever we did block well and there was no pressure coming at him. He stayed in there and he made crucial throws to Kendrick, I know, a couple, Jamon, a couple, and he stayed in the pocket.
I was talking about as far as downfield. I know a couple of penalties on Saturday night for you guys, just having guys downfield. So is that difficult at times?
Sometimes it is because, like, they're like run-pass options. So our main thing is to run off the ball and act like it's a run play. And so we don't know what he's doing back there.
Momentum-wise, can you kind of look to this game, maybe a jump start going into SEC play into the following week? I know you're not trying to look ahead, but I guess does this game have that potential to give you some momentum ahead of board?
Yes. I think it gave a lot of people a lot of confidence all over the offense and defense. Everyone got a lot of confidence from the game. We can take away from what we did, like good or wrong, and kind of improve it. But for the most part, I think it gave us a jump saying where this team is and where we can be, and that's like the biggest thing.